Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to another edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey and Big Derv. Reminder, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon. get access to all the exclusive content like the OG pods that we've been doing, like the watch-alongs for movies and sporting events, like the Discord. As Twitter becomes more and more of a fucking vile place, go ahead and hit that Discord up, man. Find some like-minded people. Let's have fun. Let's have some great conversations. Who knows? You might catch one of us on there. I know Zach and Maze are on there heavy. Trey, I believe you'd be on the Discord as well. I might find my way there too. But anyways, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you want to be. We got a hell of a show ready. Let's get started.
The last topic would be Sean Taylor Memorial and the Redskins, if that's still their name. The Washington football team.
Washington Commanders.
Commanders.
You see where I'm at with it? But hey, is it something that you see that used to have an old name and you still call it? The Crypto Center. So last week I was in LA and I kept calling it the Staples Center. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go to the Staples Center real quick. Like, niggas like, what? I'm like, oh, the Crypto Center. Crypto.com or something.
Oh, people don't tell me they're like, oh, I don't
know. They were being very specific about it. And I'm just like, I'm not calling it that. Like, for one, like, it ain't really rung a bell for me. Like, when shit changed, Jerv, is there something in Philly that you still call it this original name, even though it's, like, rebranded?
Yeah. No, Delaware Ave.
What is it now?
They Columbus Boulevard. I'm not calling. I'm not.
Fuck.
The fuck? No. Like, y'all not getting that off. No one calls it. Like, you can tell, honestly and truthfully, if you're from Philly, it doesn't matter what your ethnicity is or whatever the case may be, what you believe. You just know that that's Delaware Ave. So it's like if someone tells you, yo, it's down on Del Ave, you kind of know that that person
is. He froze, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hold on. Jerv.
I'm back.
You froze up. Go for it now.
All right.
Yeah.
So Del Ave, like you can kind of tell, right? Like if someone's from Philly, you can kind of just tell. It doesn't really matter your ethnicity or anything. You can tell how long they've been in the city. If they call it Del Ave, you know that this is someone who's from Philly, been here for a little bit or whatever. But like someone who just moved here is going to call it Columbus Boulevard because the sign clearly says this is Columbus Boulevard. But I'm not calling that shit. I was the dude in school that told everybody he was he wasn't shit. Because my pop told me I got in trouble like shit at school. It was all good. I had to.
So they tried to rename Compton East Rancho.
What?
What? When was this?
East Rancho, Dominguez. They tried to give this specific area, and they're on the west side. It's called Rosewood, and it's like, nah, that's West Side Compton. Nobody's calling that Rosewood. You know what I mean? And no one's calling that East Rancho on the east side. East Rancho Dominguez. No, it is Compton. You cannot change it and make it into anything what it is. That shit is Compton. Not a soul is going to call it East Rancho. Hey, I'm in East Rancho. No. Hey, I'm in Rosewood. No, that shit is fucking Compton, dog. But yeah, I kept seeing Staples Center and motherfuckers were scratching their head like I done lost my mind.
I hate when people do that. You know what the goddamn street or place I'm talking about, man. Don't act like Staples. I'm not familiar with that.
Say Talking Stick, nigga, to this day. What is it now? Footprint or something?
Footprint. Yeah, Footprint.
Yeah, nigga, that shit happened way beyond me.
The hell is Footprint beyond me. Talking Stick?
That's the Suns Arena.
The Suns Arena. Talking Stick is a casino.
A casino resort.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure their license ended or whatever, new sponsor or whatever. But yeah, I'm not changing that shit. So yeah,
I'm trying to think of what's it called? Where there's the street one is interesting. Oh, I get. Well, New York is good for this shit because every time I come back to New York, they're gonna name something else. So like the Triborough Bridge, I call it like it's technically the RFK Bridge.
Okay, I've heard people say RFK.
I said Triborough. I'm taking the Triborough. That's okay. The name. Yeah, to me, that's what it was. It's mama named the Triborough. I'm going to call it Triborough.
All right. So what made it change?
They just started naming shit after people. Queensboro, the Queensboro Bridge. It's okay. Technically the Ed Koch Bridge.
And I'm like, I'm not calling that shit Ed Koch, man. Fuck that nigga, man. he was the mayor of New York, like, in the 80s and shit. Like, I don't get it, yeah. You know. And then he was on People's Court after that, which is pretty funny. It's just shit like that. New York always has some shit like, oh yeah, we're renaming this. I'm like, no, you're not. Like,
oh,
this
I was about to say, I know, I definitely don't know shit. I ain't been near a New York minute, so I'm gonna call that shit all transplant shit. Yeah, I'm over here, old Kosciuszko, and I'm over here on motherfucking Bowery, which I mean, I'm sure Bowery was there before, but yeah. Some bad examples. But yeah, what we really were talking about was how the fucking Washington Commanders honored Sean Taylor.
Yo,
like, they did that nigga like the fucking Captain America. Or yes. Black Panther shit.
No, the Captain America, what do you call it? Yeah, like, oh, the Black Panther shit in the background, like all the different prototype suits, right? That's what I said. It looks like when you go to Nike Town and it's like football season is about to start, they'll have that one, you know, mannequin where it's just a helmet and the jersey and the pads and everything, and it's supposed to be like showcasing the kicks or whatever. It was just weird. It's like, I don't know why they would do that, man.
Because their owner's a piece of shit. That's why they would do it.
Even if you're a piece of shit, like, there's a less piece of shit way of doing that.
Not if you don't give a fuck.
It's hard to imagine someone not giving a fuck to that level, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially when you need something for people. You need something. You need that he positive.
My man is going out with a bang. He's about to. You're never supposed to tell someone that they're fired when they're about to go on air. He's on air right now. He's got an entire season.
So let me ask you guys this. This is kind of related. Earlier this week, pictures emerged from like the 1950s where apparently Jerry Jones was one of the white students trying to keep black people from desegregating their school, right? I don't give a shit whether, like, oh, Jerry Jones is racist. I don't give a fuck, man. Like, if you're just discovering now that the rich old white billionaire may or may not have been on the wrong side of history, like, yeah, I got a bridge to sell you. It's the Ed Koch bridge. I'm going to sell it to you. But my thing is this. Do y'all think that picture and that story was leaked by Daniel Snyder on some Fuck the World, Don't Ask Me for Your
Hell yeah, he leaked that shit. Dog,
he said, on some petty shit.
He said, I'm going, yo, y'all take me down. I'm taking you all down with me. Okay. First shoe to drop. There, yo, this is my warning shot. Y'all gonna keep fucking with me.
I put cases on every single last one of you.
Come on.
Pelican,
man.
You'll be playing pickup ball in Pelican Bay. 23-hour lockdown. Shoot program, nigga.
Hey, bro. Would you put it like this? What would it take for you to actually believe that is what it is? For the next owner's picture to show up on the wrong side of history?
Like the Robert Kraft photos and shit.
All of a sudden we have audio leaked from inside that brothel that he was in that just got brushed under the table.
Lotus of Siam. Lotus of Siam, baby.
Come on, man. Robert Kraft ordered he ordered the Spygate shit to happen. It was all his idea or some shit.
Sick, man.
Who do you think got the biggest scandal out of the, like, in their closet?
Oh, it's Jerry. It's
easy.
Bruh, he didn't unload the clip on him. He gave him a warning shot. Hey, my guy, you better fall back.
Fuck.
Come on. If I told you, because I watch, what show is that? Oh shit, we watch it. Power. If the one with Tyreek though, do you think that Jerry Jones doesn't have some ridiculous pictures of him doing some ridiculous shit from back in the day when he was probably pledging whatever fraternity he's probably in? That's like the Skulls or whatever the fuck the case may be.
Kappa, Kappa, Kappa.
Come on, man. Come on.
No. I'm just saying.
Yo, come on, man.
It's a KKK joke. Come on, man. He pledged Kappa, Kappa, Kappa. You know, they wear white.
Come on, man.
What do you think his line name was? Massa.
Some black sick, face,
man. Grand shit. Wizard. Oh man, sick, I kind of like. There's a part of me like I want to sit back. I want to watch this shit unfold, man. I want y'all to hit me with everybody. What are the Rooneys got, man? What does the Ford family got? What does the Glazers got? Like all the families.
Just let me know. Just leave my man Jeffrey Lurie alone, man. He don't want no problems, y'all.
Who's Jeffrey Lurie?
That's the Eagles.
The Eagles.
He owns the Eagles for real?
Yeah.
Because he used to own the Miami Marlins.
Jeffrey Lurie? No.
Lurie?
Lori.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, he was a
because Lori Loria is the Eagles guy.
Yeah. No, he made his money in like in movies yeah. and shit.
Yeah, he's a movie producer. I said Jeff Lurie.
Yeah,
man. Man, you care? I don't give a shit if the Mara family gets found out to be like. Why do you care? You think that's just gonna fuck up your team?
Jerk.
No, just not right now. Just not right now. We 9-1. You know what I'm saying? We trying to win this Super Bowl. Let that shit come out in the summertime. I'm just trying to get through this season, fam.
Let that racism come out in the summertime.
Hey, I deal with a little racism for this ring. Sick, man.
God damn.
He can call us all the hard R as long as we get that ring this nigga, bro.
Hey man, if he paying whatever that pass was that we created, as long as he paying this fee.
Oh, the hard R pass.
All,
yeah.
That's all that matters.
Hey. We gotta bring that back, man. I'm telling you. People slept on that idea.
Yo, so in the background right now in my room, I ain't never watched the AMC channel. They be playing some shit.
This is Godfather time.
They playing Edward Scissorhands, but before that they play Liar Liar. Yep. And then before that, they had
these are classics, sir. Relax.
Yeah, these are classics. Yo,
these
are you?
They're good movies. They're just not. I'm like, oh shit, Liar Liar is on. Oh shit, let me get hyped.
I don't trust your movie judgment. But I seen somebody also post before we close out. Nigga said, enough Marvel movies. Bring back the hood classics. What
can we have both?
What struggle black could right now in 2022 could you since this is your expertise, could you handle more struggle black films in 2022?
Like,
or has that or has that part of your life passed?
Are we talking about remakes or are we talking about new original stories
in general? Just in general, like what if somebody was like, all right, it don't have to be Tyler Perry Studios. It could be motherfucking Paramount, whoever the fuck it is, and be like, all right, we just gonna give money to anybody, all these new directors to make these hood ass movies. Well, shit, Boosie got his own shit. And
like Baller Blocking? Like, are we talk about movies like that?
No, like Tripping, like
Paper Soldiers.
Oh. Paper Soldiers,
No, hold on. See, I think there's a difference. There's a difference between
Fat Beach,
black movies, and rapper movies. Rapper movies, okay. No thank you. I don't need Baller Blocking.
You didn't like the rapper movie era?
I got
who's the
hooker.
Who's a baller now, Wody?
Wardy, who's a baller now, Wardy? I don't need, I got the hookup.
State Property.
I don't need State Property. I don't need
Paid in Full is a rapper movie.
Paid in Full is the best of the rapper movies. That's the best.
I can't wait for it to be on Paid in Full on Ice.
But everything else, man, like we did it. We don't ever have to do that again. But if you're telling me, like, if we bring back movies like Three Strikes, Tripping, The Wood, like actual black movies with black writers and black directors and black actors, not rappers, not music video directors, none of that shit, like actual people who are into movie making and good storytelling, then I'm with that, man. I miss those movies, man.
I feel like disrespected Belly, bro.
I mean, Belly's a terrible movie. It's a hood classic that's a terrible movie.
It's a long-ass music video.
Dog, it's they were all high for real. It was all real weed and real liquor the entire movie. They didn't know that you're supposed to, like, have this fake of that shit because you're supposed to do multiple takes. Like, come on, man. Niggas ran out of budget. They spent, like, 3/4 of the budget on the opening scene.
That was a dope ass opening
dope ass scene.
Don't get me wrong.
It was a dope ass scene, but like, it's like, come on, man. What are we doing here? Like, you got to be serious. You want to make this thing, you got to be serious. You're not fucking around with your friends in the back if you expect people to support and shit. That's why I'm like, man, get that out of here. But, like, movies like Brown Sugar and Love Jones and, like, man, like, where do those movies go? Right? Real movies, mm-hmm. real stories.
They were too positive. They were too positive. Yeah. Shit. We wasn't killing each other.
Where's Dead Presidents then? Where's Boys in the Hood? Like, where are those movies?
That's a good question.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with you. It's like, I don't even know if they're TV shows now, right? Like Snowfall. That's the legacy of those movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Snowfall, but like, that's what we got, man. We got Snowfall. That's what we get. That's what we get to hold on to.
BMF
is good. You guys see the trailer for the new season?
Yeah, it contradicts everything that we've just watched. The entire shit is different.
That's the problem. The problem. When you tell me how that shit really went,
what if he had that part come out first so that he could just like fucking run wild and be like, yo, like I'm about to just make this some power type shit.
So that motherfuckers can't say like you fake. That's not how it happened or whatever.
Meech co-signs or gives the stamp of approval on the drama series, but says, yo, I need the doc to come out. So Fifth's like, all right, let me get season one out, dock him up, and then we'll come back with season two. And then I'm gonna just power the fuck out this shit.
Yeah. Like, cause if I'm about to take a lot of liberties, right, with the truth, I don't want people coming out saying, well, actually, the real story is this. Like basically exposing me. If I expose myself first, like, yo, I already told y'all that we did a whole docuseries on it, then yeah, mm-hmm. I could see that.
Yeah, he did Eminem's move in at 8 Mile.
Right? You gotta do it. You gotta get yourself out the way before they can get you. I know, man. That's what's up, bro.
Hey. Yo, is Terry Flannery still alive?
Yeah,
but yeah. I'm getting the impression that he just doesn't fuck with me. So
he out, and he also just was flicking up with the nephew, the son.
Bro, he out. So when does Meech come on? Meech got a longer term. I don't really know how much time they got.
Oh yeah, he been in for the longest, bro.
I'm telling
I figured they both probably got around the same amount of time.
Yeah. One to be out and the other not. I'm telling you, like that's what I'm waiting on. Like, where's the plot twist in this shit?
Oh, it's coming.
That this nigga who's like, oh, they ain't got nothing on you, man. And it's like, it's about to switch up, man. All right, that's gonna do it for us here. Special thanks to Black Trey and Big Jer for joining us as always. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Become a Patreon member, get access to the OG pod, get access to the watch alongs, get access to the Discord and everything else. Until next time, stay black, motherfuckers.